We've got the Vanderpump Rules reunion trailer. There are some leaks that people are talking about. We have the Tom Brady roast, which booed Kim Kardashian. And is Kyle Richards leaving Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Is she coming back? Let's get into it. You're listening to No Filter with Zach Peter, your go-to source for all the latest pop culture and reality TV tea, served fresh all week long. Now, let's dive in. What up, everybody? Welcome on in, welcome on in, welcome on in. What's up, everybody in the club? Hi, guys. Happy, what's today, Tuesday? Happy Tuesday. Happy birthday. I don't know if you guys watched those, the TikTok videos where they're like iconic pop culture moments that I will never forget. And then there's a girl and she's wishing a happy birthday. And then she's like, happy birthday. Zach, daddy's alive. I am here, my love. I've made it. I'm sorry. There was like some drama this morning that I was like dealing with. And I, well, not drama, but like, I don't know. There was just some tea that we were doing it. Okay, Janoski Designs talks about how Sandoval had clear nail polish at the reunion. I noticed that. I loved it. I like it. I don't love the white nail polish, so I'm glad that he got rid of that nail. But I believe the white nail polish is back. But since we are talking about Sandoval, Tom, today is Tuesday. So tonight, May 7th, I will be live at Schwartz and Sandy's in Franklin Village here in Los Angeles. Come on down, come on out. Me and my boy Faces by Bravo, Steven, good friend of mine. We're going to be co-hosting the watch party together. So he's going to be up there with me. We have lots of fun prizes to give away, you guys. I have signed bottles of Tom's Good Lovin', which is the Tom whiskey bourbon. I'm going to be giving some of those away. They're signed bottles, giving away a whole bottle. Okay. I got Schwartz and Sandy's merch. Kyle Chan, you know their friend Kyle Chan, the luxury jewelry designer. He's given me some jewelry to give away as well. So tonight, it is not going to be live streamed. It's not going to be available online. I don't even think we're going to be recording it. It's literally just going to be a live in-person IRL event. So if you would like to come on down to Schwartz and Sandy's tonight, doors open at 5, but the watch party doesn't begin until 8. So 8 p.m. is when the finale will begin. It'll be available to watch at Schwartz and Sandy's. Once that wraps, Steven and I, Faces by Bravo and I, are going to go up. We have some of Kyle Chan's whiskey that we're going to be passing out if you guys want to taste it. We have Tom whiskey that we're going to be giving away, Schwartz and Sandy's merch, jewelry. Kyle Chan gave us some fun jewels or some fun jewelry. There are these iconic Taylor Swift earrings that she wore in her Karma music video. So those earrings I have a few of those that I'm going to be giving away. There's this necklace that was worn in La La Land, the movie with Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. So I have some of those necklaces. And then I also have a necklace that the cast of Vanderpump Rules, we've seen them wear on the show all the time. So there you go. Come on down. Schwartz and Sandy's tonight. Doors open at 5. Come get a bite, have a drink, hang out with us. Festivities begin at 8 p.m. Okay. Shall we dive on into this? Let's see. Do we want to start with the Vanderpump Rules? Well, let's start with Kyle. Let's start with the Brady roast. Did anybody catch the Brady roast on Netflix? So we haven't had a roast. Comedy Central used to host these all the time. Any lightning bolt necklaces? No, I don't have any lightning bolt necklaces that we will be given away, unfortunately. Okay, Brady, did anybody catch the Brady roast on Netflix? It was actually very funny. It's like a 3-hour roast. We haven't had a good one we haven't had any roast since Comedy Central, but I agreed the roast was a bit long. However, what I will say is it was a good roast because it was so uncensored. The roast was a bit too harsh, in my opinion. That's what a roast is supposed to be, though. I feel like the Comedy Central roasts started to get a little soft. They were cutting a lot of jokes. You weren't allowed to say a lot of different things. So for me, I actually appreciated like how hard and raw they went in on some of their jokes because, I mean, I was surprised that like Netflix, like they went really hard. And it was, you know, everybody going was all like, they knew what they were signing up for. They knew it was going to be all in good fun. I was listening to a clip from Nikki Glaser. She was on the Howard Stern show, and she was talking about how the only thing that they didn't really want to touch on or plan to touch on was Tom Brady's kids. She's like, because, you know, like, obviously the kids didn't sign up for this, so we didn't want to throw any digs at the kids. But she did say that there was a joke that she was going to say, but then she ended up cutting it, but then she ended up saying it on Howard Stern. And that was how she was hoping that Tom Brady would make out with her at the after party. And she's like, don't worry, you can pretend I'm your son. Because, you know, that was a whole, like, thing, and everyone was mad that, like, Tom Brady was kissing his son on the lips. So yeah, that was a joke that she cut from it. But for the most part, I feel like it was good. Kim Kardashian, though. Ooh. Kim Kardashian wasn't, like, officially on the dais, but she was a special guest that was there. And she got roasted quite a bit. Tom Brady roasted her. He made a joke about how Kim was really nervous to be here tonight, but not for this. She was nervous that her kids would be alone with their dad. Which, funny, because we know Kanye crazy. And then, what was the... Oh, and then the other joke. Oh, my God, I remember the guy's name. He's a younger comedian. He's newer. But he went hard and called her, like, a whale's vagina. And, yeah, they made a lot of jokes about, you know, black men being inside Kim Kardashian, as did Kim. They even brought Kim out to do a special roast herself. She doesn't have good comedic timing, but her jokes weren't bad. Yeah, Kim's jokes weren't, I mean, they were good. She's not very good at delivering the jokes. I think she thought that she could do this and it would go really well because she did SNL really well. I wouldn't say that she killed this roast, but, you know, she was definitely very talked about. But the interesting thing too is everybody was talking about how she got booed when she went up there. And everyone's like, oh my God, Kim Kardashian got booed. Which, to be honest, or to be fair, she wasn't the only one that got booed at the roast. There was another, I feel like there were two other people that went up and got booed, but because they weren't Kim Kardashian and they weren't as relevant as Kim Kardashian, we didn't talk about that. But I did catch that other people did get booed as well. Everyone's just talking about because it's Kim. But here's the thing, Kim went. It was out of her element, but she went, she rolled with the jokes. She went and read her jokes as well. And it was just in time for her to promote the new season of The Kardashians on Hulu. So everyone's like laughing at her and trolling her and like, LOL, you got booed. But I'm like, she's literally the one being talked about as much as Tom Brady from the roast. She wasn't even officially on the dais. She was trending on Twitter again, which just made her perfectly relevant for the season 5 premiere of The Kardashians on Hulu. So everyone that like thinks that Kim lost in this, I was like, actually, this was actually, you know, good for her. She actually came out on top. She doesn't give a shit. She does not care. She knew that they were going to make jokes about her being a whore, and they were going to make jokes about Kanye and make jokes about her sex tape, which even she made jokes about. She even took some jabs at Caitlyn Jenner. She was like, she made fun of the rumors that Tom Brady and Kim were dating, and she's like, you know, high cheekbones. She's like, you've changed so much. You're turning into my stepdad, who's now a woman. And everyone made like a lot of jokes about like Tom Brady being gay and Tom Brady being so pretty and all that stuff, which when you look at Tom Brady, like I feel like I wasn't really that attracted to him. He kind of looks like a doll, you know, like one of those like not a Barbie doll, but like not a Ken doll. But like one of those action figures, you know, like a military action figure. And he's like, ha, his teeth are like perfect. And like his face is like so like contoured perfectly. Like he looks fake. He doesn't look like a real person. And it's not, I didn't find it that attractive. He has a great smile, great teeth. But I was not very attracted to him, to be honest with you. He has a cleft chin like James on Vanderpump. He does have a cleft chin. I thought you loved basic white boys. But this isn't like a basic white boy. It's like a fake white boy, right? Like, I don't like fake white. I like real. I love basic white boys. Oh, the basicer, the bro, the more basic and more bro-y, the better. But like, I don't know, he's a little too perfect. I don't like perfect. I don't like perfect guys. G.I. Joe. Yes, Pamela, that's what he looks like. He looks like a G.I. Joe. Nikki Glaser, I think, was one of my favorites. He looks like a mannequin. Thank you. Like, he just looks fake. He doesn't look like a real human being, which is the part that I'm like, oh, it's like having sex with like a doll. No, thank you. He does have a great body, though. When he's posting his thirst traps in his underwear, I'm like, okay. But yeah, Nikki Glaser was one of my favorites. Props to Kim for doing it. I know everyone's laughing at her, but I'm just like, listen, she's laughing even harder because she really doesn't care. And, you know, from my perspective, she's trending and that's her goal, is to be relevant. So there we go. Yeah, there were quite a few. There were some good jokes. I felt like it was consistently like brutal, which was nice. Nobody went soft on their joke. Well, I mean, I feel like some people did. I even feel like Kevin Hart had a couple of moments where he went a little soft on his jokes too, but it was good. Okay, so let's move on. Let's talk Vanderpump Rules, and then let's talk Kyle and Beverly Hills, because I do have a bone to pick about Kyle and Beverly Hills. But let's talk Vanderpump first. So there was a post that was going around on the interwebs, which, by the way, I finally watched the Jersey premiere, which was good. It was a good premiere. It was interesting because normally NBC, like if you're approved press or approved media, which is interesting. I heard that there was this rumor about Jennifer Aiden like somehow getting an advanced screener that was like not the final edit, and somehow she got a copy of that and then was like sending it to bloggers, and then bloggers were like sending that around and stuff, which was interesting and strange. I will say this, NBC, as somebody that's an actual NBC affiliate that is that gets the screeners, I get all of the screeners for all the shows, not just for Bravo, but for all of NBC. They did not send out screeners in advance for the Jersey premiere, which like never happens. They always send out a screener. Usually it's like a month in advance. That's how I always end up seeing the premieres before they actually premiere. With Peacock, they usually give us all of the episodes, but with Bravo, they've now reduced it to just the premiere episodes. So we don't get every episode every week anymore like they used to do. Now it's usually just the premiere episode. So like, I think we're on what, Jersey season 14? So like season 13, if I log into my account, I can see the season 13 premiere is still in my account. But when they're season 14, they haven't given us any screeners for season 14, which I thought was weird. So no like press or media had any sort of advanced screeners. I believe only the cast got the advanced screeners for Jersey, which again is rare. And from what I heard, the cast did it, with the exception for the Jennifer Aiden leak, which again, I don't know how she gained access to the unedited screener that she ended up sending out to people. But the cast didn't even get their screeners till like a couple of days before the premiere even started. But I thought the premiere was good. Yeah, I thought it was a solid premiere. I'm looking forward to seeing what the season brings. It looks like we're going to get a lot of Fuda drama, a lot of drama between the Fudas and Teresa and Louie. So we'll see how that kind of unfolds. I'm not looking forward to the Margaret versus Jackie stuff. It just looks dumb. I heard it stems from the book, and we see it in the premiere that Margaret's like, I didn't get a copy of her book. And Jackie's like, oh, well, I'll get you a copy of the book. And Melissa's like, well, I just got a copy because I'm interviewing her on my podcast. And I'm just like, this is already dumb. So I kind of know that that's what their story focuses on this season, which to me, again, dumb. But we'll see what Jersey has to bring. It was a good one. But I had to, for the first time, watch live with everybody else. I even have a friend that also is an NBC affiliate, which is, again, not easy to do. I was very lucky that they let me in. But it like a lot of like the smaller Bravo accounts, like they don't get screeners. They can't book interviews with cast through like NBC. It's interesting. But yeah, one of my friends that also is an affiliate like texted me and was like, did you get a screener for Jersey? And I was like, oh, you know what? I haven't gotten any emails. Let me check my account, logged into my account. I don't know why they didn't release them this year. Maybe it was because of the Jennifer Aiden leak and they didn't want any more leaks or anything, but there wasn't anything new in the premiere that I felt like, you know, would have changed. I don't know. But let's talk about Vanderpump. I don't get screeners for Vanderpump reunions. Again, we only get the premieres now from Bravo. But there was a leak, I guess, if you want to call it that, about what we're going to see at the reunion this upcoming... Oh, well, tonight's the finale. But the... what we're going to see... Oh, wait, is that... Oh, here it is. So this comes from Biwig Hello Drama. They posted... This info comes from the Instagram account CC Loves You on Instagram. And so apparently it's revealed that Sandoval opens up to the cast at the reunion and said that he purchased or already had a, I don't know if we can say this word on YouTube, I'm trying to think of how to, I mean, you can say gun, right? He purchased it and he was going to, what is it? Unalive himself? Are those the terms? He was going to, you know, do something to himself with that. And according to CC Loves You, he called Kyle Chan during the time and Kyle helped him through it. And so this gets revealed at the reunion. And then they also get into the reason Ariana and Lala have beef. And Lala, they say that Lala's upset with Ariana because the show is their livelihood and Ariana's not wanting to film with Sandoval, which jeopardizes that. And apparently some of the cast members see it as Ariana has all these opportunities now, so she might be okay with not filming with Sandoval, but it's different for them. Interesting. Okay, so here's what I will say about all of this. I hear that there's a lot of fourth wall breaking at the reunion, and obviously from the trailer, because we got the reunion trailer, we see that they don't show any of the cast members the final chunk of the finale until they're all together and they watch it all together and react in live, in real time, live, right? So I don't know what gets revealed at the end of the finale, but I'm assuming that whatever they watch, that piece then gets, I'm assuming that's what causes the discourse between Lala and Ariana, because I was trying to piece this together. But the Tom thing, so the Tom and the harming himself part of it, I don't think that's the revelation, to be honest with you. And I will say this, I did hear about this previously and I didn't bring it up on the show. I didn't want to out that. I felt like that wasn't my place to tell Tom's story. I do believe. So what this CC Loves You person is sharing, those are not the exact details that I heard. And from the details that I heard about that incident, I believe that it was very real and it was like a very, you know, tough time. Again, I didn't put that out there and I won't share the details that I know because I don't feel like it's my story or my place to put that information out there. I don't love that now we're kind of in this culture. I also, sorry, not to digress, but this relates to, there was this pregnancy rumor in regard to Lindsay Hubbard that was going around like a week or two ago. And people were talking about it. There was somebody that was trying very hard to get this story out there that Lindsay Hubbard was pregnant. Okay. People were talking about it. The press was potentially going to run a story about it. I was talking to a lot of reporters behind the scenes. I was talking to a lot of different content creators behind the scenes. And like I said, there was somebody that was really trying to get this story out there and really pushing to have this pregnancy story get out there, and it wasn't coming from Lindsay, because from what I was able to confirm, Lindsay herself has denied the pregnancy rumors. Lindsay is saying that she's not pregnant, and her rep has also denied the rumors as well, saying that they're not real, that the rumors are not real at all, or that they're not true. And so I, instead of coming on the main feed, I decided to talk about it on my members only and be like, hey, there is this rumor that's going out there, but, you know, Lindsay and her rep are denying it. So just because you're hearing this, they're saying that it's not true. Now, I did get a lot of different details about that specific rumor and beyond that specific night that the rumor was circulating. Listen, Lindsay's denied it. Her rep has denied it. So we can, at this point for now, just file it under low budget T. But there was a Bravo Lab that, because I talked about it on my members only, that texted me and was like, hey, I don't think it's cool for you to out somebody's pregnancy. And I was a bit resistant to talk about it because I was like, it does kind of feel like we would be outing her pregnancy. And I just feel like culturally we're not in that place anymore to take those things away from people, like outing somebody or, you know, talking about their experience with, you know, taking their own selves. So I thought that by at least bringing context to the fact that Lindsay and her rep had denied the rumor, that maybe that would kind of diffuse it a bit. And I also trusted that, like, the people in my members only wouldn't be putting that information out there. The reason I'm talking about it now is because there was another account that went on their podcast or on their Instagram or something, but I saw that it was circulating, that there were people that were putting this information out there that they heard that Lindsay was pregnant. And then I was reading the comments and I was like, ooh, everyone's ripping them apart because they've literally just outed Lindsay's pregnancy, if that's even, you know, what the case actually is. And it's also, I think, reckless to take information like that and spread it without trying to at least confirm whether or not that information is valid. So like I said, I got confirmation from her rep and from Lindsay directly that they were denying that was the case. So, and I made sure to bring both sides of the context to that. And then I also made sure to mention to people, like, we also have to be mindful that, like, maybe it is very early on in the pregnancy. Maybe she does want to keep this to herself. Like, it's not up to us to take that experience away from her, especially considering she has suffered a miscarriage. We saw that on Summer House. She may want to be a little more private with this. She may want to just wait and see how it all plays out. So that said, that's part of the reason I didn't really want to talk about this, or part of the reason I didn't talk about this Tom stuff. But now that it's been put out there, once it's out there, once it's on the internet, then we're all talking about it. We all kind of know about it. But I will say that the details that are reported here aren't entirely what I heard. And I feel like the details that I know about the situation confirm that it is. It was something that was very real and is not something that I think was performative in any way, or Tom's, you know, way of trying to gain attention. But it's unfortunate. I think, you know, we all kind of got a little carried away with jumping in on the attacking the cast. And even now, right, sometimes we attack Ariana because we feel like, you know, she's not grieving or reacting in the ways that we want her to, or moving on in the ways that we want her to. And, you know, I think we kind of don't detach from being so close to the show that we forget that, like, these are still real people and these are still their real lives. But I don't know what the big reveal at the end is. I don't believe it's the Tom stuff, though. I think whatever it is, it has to relate to Ariana and Lala and their beef, because from what we've heard Lala talk about the reunion, where she said she left feeling very differently about everybody, I feel like the beef was how the reunion ended between Lala and Ariana. So I feel like whatever it is, like, there's something there. But like I said, I heard that there's a lot of fourth wall breaking at the reunion. You know, I hear that Lala and Ariana do really go at it. I don't think either of them eviscerates each other. But, you know, I think it'll be interesting. I do think Ariana should probably move on from the show, though. I don't think she cares to be on Vanderpump Rules anymore. I don't think she ever really enjoyed being on the show. I think, if anything, she did it, one, to support Sheena, remember? Because in the beginning, like, Sheena had no allies, and she had, like, all the Witches of WeHo against her on the cast. So Ariana kind of came in to, like, be a support system or a friend to Sheena. And then obviously she started dating Tom. And so I think she joined the show for Sheena and for Tom, not necessarily for herself. And then, you know, the show just became part of her life, right? And now I just think she's in a different place. Like, she's now the host of Love Island. Like, that's pretty big. And that's, like, beyond needing to be on Vanderpump Rules anymore at this point. Like, I think it's time for her to sail off into the sunset, live her best life, and, like, move on to the next chapter of her life. And I think I agree with you, Endup. I think Katie should also move on. I just don't think Katie cares to do the show anymore either. And from the interview, I think she was on Danny Pellegrino's podcast, and she was talking about how, you know, she just doesn't care about the cast making the same mistakes and, you know, doing this, like, cheating and stuff anymore. And, like, she just doesn't seem to be interested in what Vanderpump Rules was, because it seems like she's ready for the next chapter of her life as well. So in regard to the Lala being upset with Ariana with not wanting to film with Sandoval. So from what I have heard about the finale, I hear that the producers tried to push a conversation between Ariana and Tom at the finale. And I think that relates to what we saw in the trailer where Tom goes up and shakes Dan's hand or tries to shake Dan's hand. I think that's part of the tipping point. I believe Sheena or Lala, they try to like be like, hey, Ariana, why don't you just talk to Tom and like settle the beef and like, you know, be able to hopefully have some sort of cordial, you know, resolution. That way it's not so tense with him. But I just know there was a conversation that was forced between Tom and Ariana did not want to participate. Ariana did not want to face Tom at all. She didn't want to talk to Tom at all. So she stormed out of the finale, from what I've heard. She leaves very abruptly, and I think we see that in the original trailer for this season where we see her walking off, and I think she has like her friend Brad or someone that's with her that's wearing like this yellow blazer. You just see them walking off and leaving. And I think that was from the moment Ariana stormed off because she didn't want to have a conversation with Sandoval. She didn't want to face it. And I think what we see in those, in the final scene of the finale, is the fallout from Ariana leaving the finale. And I think that's where we see the comment of Lala being like, something about how Ariana has become God. She's like, I've never seen someone that gets cheated on and suddenly she becomes God. I think that's where that comment comes from. And I think everyone's reaction to Ariana, this is my own speculation, I think everyone's reaction to Ariana leaving is what plays out. And the way everyone reacts and what they say about her and maybe some of the things that Tom says about Ariana, I don't know. But I know that it's going to be interesting. If anything, this does kind of feel like a series finale. The way that they're amping up the reunion, the way that, you know, the season is ending, like it does kind of feel like they're ready to put a nice bow on Vanderpump Rules. And maybe they are going to possibly reboot it. I don't know what they're going to do with Vanderpump. I don't envision Ariana coming back though. And I think Katie probably won't come back either. I just don't think that that really makes a ton of sense. And then without Ariana and Katie, like, is the rest of the group strong enough to still hold the show moving forward? Do we move Lala and Sheena to the Valley? Like, I don't know. I really don't know. Do we bring in new people? Are we even interested in meeting new people? I don't know. That I don't know. If it is, then I am happy if this is the series finale. I agree. I think that this is a perfect way to just tie up the series overall. Let this be the big finale. Ariana leaves. She sails off into the sunset, goes off and does her own thing. Tom works on rebuilding his life. Schwartz works on keeping Schwartz and Sandy's alive. You know, all of those things. I think this would be a good series finale. I would be happy with that. I would be cool if this were the final season, you know. Move Sheena, move Lala over to the Valley. You know, maybe we cut like Danny and Nia, you know, I don't know. We'll see. But I did also hear that part of the reason that they are considering putting the show on pause is related to cast salaries and more of a budget issue. Because if you think about it, like all of the cast members, they have a large cast, number one. And number two, the cast salaries they increase every season, you know, and having that many cast members that have been on the show for that long, like we don't really have a bunch of newbies. Like with Housewives, they usually chop off some of the Housewives to cut down some of the salaries. They bring in some newbies at like half or even less than that, less than their salaries that like, you know, it's a smart decision budget wise. It keeps the show fresh. It keeps the budget, you know, when a housewife gets too expensive, the best thing to do is to chop them. So I think that that's possibly part of what they're trying to work on as well, is trying to figure out who they're going to move forward with, who makes sense for them to move forward with. You know, I don't know. But the reunion definitely looks like it's going to be very intense, very dramatic. It doesn't look like it's going to be crazy screaming, yelling the way that the last reunion was. So, but it definitely looks like it's going to be good. They've all said, like Katie said, it's different. It's not like the reunions from before where they're screaming and yelling at each other. So we'll see. But I do know the Sandoval thing, I believe, does come up at the reunion. I remember hearing about it, and I don't remember the context in which I heard about it was related to the reunion, but I do remember hearing about what happened and, you know, having deep empathy for Sandoval going through that, you know? So we'll see. I think people forget that cameras picked up almost immediately after Ariana found out about the affair. Not even almost immediately. It was literally immediate. It was like the next day cameras started filming again. She found out what, midnight Wednesday night, and then cameras were filming again Friday morning. Like there was maybe 24 hours in between when she found out to when they were filming. It was wild. Ariana set boundaries 3 or 4 months ago after it all went down, and no one understands why she wants boundaries. Who wants to be around a nasty ex? I get that. But so I also get like Lala's point too of being like, but this is our job. And I do get where people are kind of like, this is their job. Like their job is to film the show. And, you know, it's hard because it's like, I compare it to like the Kardashians, right? At the beginning of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the show was very much about them being, you know, a kooky, wild, brash family from Calabasas. And then eventually, as the Kardashians became more and more famous, the show had to work in them being celebrities into the show. Kim Kardashian being a big international star, TV star, that, and yes, she is, whether you want to admit that or not, you may not like her, but like when she shows up for appearances in other countries, it's insane the crowds that show up for her in Paris, in Dubai, like the amount of people that show up wanting to take photos with her, wanting to take photos of her. Like that is stardom that eventually we did have to start to see factor into Keeping Up with the Kardashians, was how famous the Kardashians had become. And I think that's kind of what it's become with Vanderpump Rules, especially after Scandal. Like you can't not have the fourth wall. And like that has to be broken because now it's just, it's a different level. You know, it's not just about a bunch of kids that are bussing tables at Sir. These are reality stars. There was a scandal that put them into the mainstream media, not even the Scandal, but like the whole Stassi Christian fire. And remember that was picked up everywhere back in 2020. Like that was like big news that major publications were covering, and which is wild. So I feel like these past few years have really made the Vanderpump Rules cast more recognizable and, you know, more of reality stars versus just, you know, Bravo stars. You know, they're not like Family Karma people anymore. Like they've, you know, graduated into a new tier. And so their lives have become the show, and you have to kind of be in on the fact that part of their relationships are centered around the show. So when people are getting mad at Sheena, being like, oh my God, Sheena's just having, you know, scenes with Sandoval so that she can be relevant. It's like, no, she's doing her job. Maybe she didn't want to be in some of those scenes with Sandoval, but that's part of what she signed up for. And that's part of what their lives are, you know? And I've had conversations with, you know, cast members of Vanderpump being like, your life is not normal anymore. Like you can't expect the cameras to only focus on your life when your life is your show. Like the show is your life now. Like they've merged, right? The worlds have merged. We're now in the metaverse. Like there's no more my camera, my life on camera is just my, you know, everyday simple layman's reality. That's just not what their lives have become anymore. And I'm like, the show is your life and the show is your job. And that's kind of where, as the audience, we're in on that now. So I understand Lala's point with Ariana being like, or with telling Ariana, like, I know you don't want to be around him, but like you're jeopardizing the show because you're not filming with him, which then makes it tough. And you're jeopardizing the success of the show, which jeopardizes all of our livelihoods because we're not the host of Love Island. We don't have all of these endorsement deals that you're getting, and it's great that you're getting them, but at the same time, you're also hindering the rest of us by staying on this show and not doing your job, which I get. And then I see with Ariana, though, about being like, well, but if the show is about our real lives, my reality is that I don't want to be around my ex. And I have to be around my ex because it is my job. Therefore, I'm showing up to these beach scenes with my ex. So I'm kind of leaning into the show, but I'm also still setting boundaries for my own reality. And my own reality is that I don't want to interact with him. So if I have to be around him and we have to film around him, this is where I'm meeting in the middle between doing my job and living my reality. And that's where I think it does become really tough. Stacy says, I really dislike some people at my job, but I still have to show up and go to work. I agree. Literally agree. You know, it's that's what it is, you know? I've kind of said that from the beginning too. Like, sometimes you're going to have people that you have to work with that you don't like, and you still have to work with them and interact with them, you know? So that's true. It's becoming less natural and seems more scripted. I wouldn't say that it's more scripted. I would just say that it's more formulaic, right? Like, the formula of the show is still, you know, structured in a way that just doesn't reflect the reality of an everyday busboy at Sir, you know, or an everyday hostess at Sir, or a bartender at Sir. Like, it just, it is what it is. You can dislike people at work, but not your ex that cheated on you with your friend. But here's the thing, Brittany. Sometimes you work at Sir and you bang the busboy, and then next thing you know, you still have to show up and bus your tables and seat guests and take orders and serve shots. And maybe your ex does work down the hall. You still have to go to work and do your job. So sometimes there are circumstances where you're put in this weird position. And Sir has kind of always been that. We don't go to work and have our personal lives be the reason for work conflict. That's true, Joe. That is a good point. That's why it's just, it's a very complicated, layered reality. That's why when I see people giving Sheena so much shit for, like, still showing up and talking to Sandoval, you know, and she's still making it as authentic to her own life, right? Where she's like, well, he was my friend and I do still have feelings for him because he was a good friend to me, you know? So Sydney says, I literally have to go to work with an ex who has cheated on me, and I'm not on a reality show. Well, Sydney, there you go. She doesn't have to forgive him. She doesn't owe that to anyone. No, I agree, but I think it becomes complicated where it's like she doesn't have to forgive him, but she does have to interact with him. But I get Lala, like, I'm seeing both sides, but I get Lala's thing of like, well, our job is to film a show, but it's also conflict and resolution. Like, that's what these shows are. We fall into conflict and then we have to work it out on camera and find resolution the same way Lala did with Sandoval, the same way James did with Sandoval, the same way Sheena did with Sandoval. Like, they had this falling out with Sandoval. They didn't want to be around him. They had to be around him. And the next thing you know it, they're slowly rebuilding that relationship with him. I get that Ariana, it's going to take a little more time, but I don't know. Sheena acts like he was her man. I mean, but he was her friend. Like, if you're put in a position like that, where you have two really good friends, one that you've known a lot longer that fucks up and hurts your current best friend, it's a tough position to be in for Sheena, right? And I think if any of us were in that situation where, like, Sheena can't avoid Sandoval. They can't ice him out forever, like, because part of their job is to film these scenes, and she was going to have to film being around Sandoval. So, I don't know. Those is my thoughts. I'm sure you're going to disagree, and you're not going to like it, but it is what it is. I see Ariana's side of it. I see Lala's side of it. I get the cast. We'll see where it goes from here, though. But I'm curious to see what that final... Well, I guess we're going to find out tonight, right? On the finale. I'm like, oh, we have to wait into the reunion, but we're going to find out what those final minutes of the finale are tonight. So, What else? Kyle. So I saw this rumor going around that Kyle Richards is officially, she's not expected to return for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I don't believe that that's true. I do know that filming, they already have their first cast event set. The first party is set for the new season. So we'll see who shows up and who doesn't. I don't know. We will see. I think that Kyle is coming back. I don't believe that Kyle is not coming back. But it was interesting. I saw on Watch What Happens Live, Andy addressed like whether or not Kyle is going to have to talk about the Morgan Wade of it all. I'm going to make you fall in love with me. And he said, what did he say? He said that Kyle is always invited back. But he's like, but we believe that her returning, you know, she, you know, is expected to talk about her person, to live out her life on camera, and that they will be asking her yet again when the new season starts what the status of her relationship with Morgan Wade is. So it kind of seems like they are pushing her to talk about her relationship with Morgan Wade. I did reveal some info that I had about Kyle and Morgan on my members only, but it's interesting because we're just coming off of the start of the new season of Roni. This is going to divide you guys too. I'm already warning you, get your pitchforks ready, okay? We just found out that they're filming the new season of Roni, and Jenna Lyons has returned under the conditions that she will not be discussing her relationship on the show. She will not be putting her girlfriend on the show. That part of her personal life will not be revealed on Real Housewives of New York, okay? So I'm like, well, that's a bit of a double standard that we're letting Jenna Lyons come back in, have her Bethany clause where she gets to showcase all of her businesses yet again, because we saw that all of Jenna Lyons' first season where she's like, look at this, and I'm bringing you guys gifts, and I'm bringing you guys gifts. And even I think like Jezza was like, why is it every time we see her, and Aaron, they were like, why is it that every time we see her, she's giving us like gifts to promote her businesses? Like, no, I'm not going to do your spawn con, right? Your sponsored content. So Jenna gets to come in, promote her businesses, and keep that part of her life off camera. And that's okay. Yet over here with Kyle, everybody is like pushing her and being like, Kyle can't come back if she can't talk about her relationship with Morgan Wade. I think that that's a huge double standard. Huge double standard. Because, and some people, because I saw I posted about this on Instagram yesterday, and then some people are like, well, it's because Kyle, it's PR, right? Kyle is a bigger name. People are more invested in Kyle's life. Kyle's going through a divorce, whereas Jenna Lyons is not really as relevant in our world. She never seemed into filming Housewives to begin. That's the thing. I don't fucking want Jenna Lyons back. I don't think Jenna needs to come. She doesn't like doing the show. She constantly trashed the show on her media tour. Like, Bravo should have just let Jenna go. I don't get who's excited to see Jenna Lyons come back for a second season. She wasn't a great housewife. She's a fish out of water. I literally don't need Jenna Lyons back on Housewives, especially if she's coming in already being like, there are big parts of my personal life that I'm not talking about. Don't come on a fucking reality show then. And don't get mad at, not her specifically, but the audience getting mad and being like, Kyle Richards needs to talk about Morgan Wade, and Kyle needs to talk about her personal life and own it. Be honest, be honest, be honest. And everyone's like, Kyle's always talking about being honest and she wants to hide things from her life. That's why she should talk about it and Jenna Lyons shouldn't. It's like, no. Literally, no, that's not how it works. You set the standard, and that's what it is. Because the more you set, you give to people like Jenna Lyons, the more housewives are going to come in with all of these contingencies and being like, I'm not going to talk about this, and I'm not going to do this, and you're not going to gain this part of my life, and all of that sort of stuff. And it's like, then you're killing reality TV altogether. Sorry, not interested. We can do without Jenna Lyons. I'm totally cool with her not coming back on the show. Maybe she's a friend of, I don't really know. But I love Jenna Lyons. She's an icon. She'll bring it. She didn't bring it last season. What is she going to bring? Another gift basket of goodies to promote? What does Jenna Lyons bring? Please explain to me. She doesn't like these other women. It was apparent when she's filming with them. So she's really just coming back as a strategic business promotion opportunity. I don't think anyone should be forced to come out if they're not ready to. Not saying Kyle is in a relationship with Morgan, but if she is, it should be on her time to say if she is or isn't. I agree with that. I think maybe live out that experience online, but for the most part, you know, what does she bring? She brings button-up shirts. She brings eyelashes. You guys are funny. She brings nada. Yep, that's right. She's NYC royalty. Great, then let her be NYC royalty. She doesn't need to be on Real Housewives. She doesn't need to be on reality TV. You know, you don't see Queen Elizabeth when she was alive on the Real Housewives of, you know, the royal family. No, she didn't give a shit about that. She was living her royalty life in her castle. Let Jenna Lyons live her royalty life in her big old closet with her big old eyelashes. Good for her. The double standards are everywhere on Bravo. Why Mary Cosby is back after being a no-show at the reunion. That's true. Thought that was a rule. That is true. But I don't think Mary's full-time. Mary's only coming back part-time. Listen, there have been certain instances, right? Jacqueline Larita, she didn't show up to, what was it, the season 3 reunion, but yeah, she was part of season 4 and 5. So there have been contingencies. There have been special circumstances, but I think in this case, we have two very similar situations. And I just don't think that Jenna Lyons should have come back, especially if she's, and even some of the Jenna fans, like people that were really like diehard Jenna when they found out that she was joining the Real Housewives, they were even pissed that she was coming back and like already being like, I'm not going to talk about my relationship. I do hope that some of the people, the other cast members call her out and are like, why aren't, like, tell us about your relationship. I want to get to know your personal life, and kind of push that a little bit. Like, listen, that's also traditional housewives, right? To kind of push these things and be like, be a Sutton and be like, Kyle, why aren't you talking about your marriage? I'm saying it right now. One of them, Brynn, you better be a Sutton. You better go in there and poke the bear. We're interested. So, all right. Well, Zach, you always say season 1 is tough for housewives. It can be. It can be. I'm on Lala's side, or at least Lala, not Scary Ariana. I mean, listen, I don't think you need to take a side necessarily. You can be like, I see both sides. I think I more agree more with this one. I don't think it needs to be a team this person or a team that person. But yeah. All right. I think that's all I got for you guys. I believe Cameo's running a promo right now, by the way, for Mother's Day. Today's the last day. I got a notification saying that today was the last day. So you get 20% off if you book a Cameo today for your mom for Mother's Day. You can book me on Cameo. The link is in the description below. Or if you have the Cameo app, you can search Zach Peter on Cameo. Or you can, I believe my handle on there is just plain Zach. So you can look me up and book a Cameo. Get ready. Book yo Cameos for yo mama. I will get them done in time for Mother's Day. I have a couple more that I'm doing today. So come on in. Welcome on in. Welcome on in. Let's get it. Let's go. So, or if it's somebody's birthday, if you want me to give your business a shout out, whatever you want, let's get it. Great episode today, Zach. Nice improvements. Thank you, Ima. What improvements have I made? I always like feedback, but thank you. Thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope you have enjoyed your week so far. Hopefully you've enjoyed this. I hope to see you tonight at Schwartz and Sandy's. If you are in Los Angeles, come on down to Schwartz and Sandy's. Me and Faces by Bravo are hosting a finale watch party for Vanderpump Rules, so come watch the finale with us. Lots of fun giveaways. We have Kyle Chan jewelry that we're going to be giving out. We have bottles of Tom's Good Love and whiskey. We have some Gold Bar whiskey, Kyle Chan's whiskey. That's going to be coming out as well, so get ready, Freddy. Let's get it. I'll see you tonight at Schwartz and Sandy's. Doors open at 5, but the festivities kick off at 8. So I will see you there. All righty. Let's get it. Have a good night, guys. I will talk to you very, very soon. Wednesday and Thursday's episodes of the podcast are going to be pre-records, just heads up, because I have the cast of Love Undercover, which is a new Peacock show. Oh my God, the guy, such hot, all these hot soccer stars are all put into a house together here in LA, and they're going to date undercover. The show is great, and I am interviewing the cast on Wednesday and Thursday, so those interviews will air this week. So this will be our last live episode, because the rest will be pre-recorded. But I love you guys. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And I will talk to you soon. Ciao for now. Bye.